This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the United Nations World Food Program is warning that without billions of dollars more to feed millions of hungry people, the world will see mass migration, destabilized countries, and starving children and adults in the next 12 to 18 months. In an interview with AP before stepping down from his post next week, David Beasley praised increased funding from the United States and Germany last year and urged China, Gulf nations, billionaires, and other countries to, quote, step up big time. Beasley said he's extremely worried the world's largest humanitarian organization won't be able to raise the $23 billion it needs this year to help an estimated 350 million people who need food. U.S. Ambassador Sandy McCain takes over leadership of the World Food Program next week. More information is emerging about the indictment faced by former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
Two people familiar with the indictment handed down against the former president by a New York grand jury told the Associated Press that Donald Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense. The indictment against him remains sealed, but details were confirmed by people who requested anonymity. Meanwhile, a letter from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to three Republican House committee chairs urges them to refrain from inflammatory accusations, withdraw demands for information, and let the process proceed without unlawful political interference. I'm Norman Hall.
Israeli police say a man detained near the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem on Saturday grabbed an officer's gun and fired it, prompting the unit to shoot him to death. A police statement called the incident a terrorist attack. It came at a high point of Muslim attendance for the holy month of Ramadan. This is VOA News. The military of the U.S. has released the identities of the nine soldiers killed during yesterday's Black Hawk helicopter crash in Kentucky. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They ranged in age from 23 to 36 and came from seven states, from New Jersey to Florida to California. They were the nine soldiers aboard the two Blackhawks from Fort Campbell's 101st Airborne Division that crashed during a nighttime training exercise, the Army's deadliest training incident in 8 years. The division's commander says their losses will reverberate for years. A military air safety team from Alabama is investigating what led to the crash. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A 2018 tweet from Elon Musk threatening union organizing efforts has been ruled unlawful. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
A federal appeals court has ruled that a 2018 Twitter post by Tesla CEO Elon Musk unlawfully threatened Tesla employees with a loss of stock options if they decided to be represented by a union. The ruling by a three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans upheld a March 2021 order by the National Labor Relations Board. That ruling ordered Musk to delete the tweet. The case involves the United Auto Workers organizing efforts at a Tesla facility in Fremont, California. Also upheld was the board's order that Tesla reinstate and provide back pay to an employee who was fired for union organizing activity. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mexican authorities have failed to carry out all arrests ordered by prosecutors over the 2014 disappearance of 43 students, and the military has denied access to important information. That's the word from a rights group speaking on Friday. Last year, a truth commission created by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador called the disappearances of those 43 students a state crime that was covered up by members of the government. The remains of only three students have been discovered and identified. López Obrador took office in 2018, vowing to uncover the truth around the suspected abduction and massacre of those students. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko threatened on Friday that Belarus also could host intercontinental nuclear missiles on its soil, in addition to the tactical nuclear weapons Russia has decided to station in Belarus. In an annual address to lawmakers and government officials, Lukashenko said Moscow's nuclear arms would help protect Belarus, which Lukashenko claimed was under threat from the West. Marissa Melton, VOA News.